Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like Al Horford for the Celtics. I think he would be a huge loss for them. I see him as a bigger loss than losing Kyrie.
Right.
His defense, his ability to guard guys over his size, under his size, did a great job on Giannis in the playoffs, as we all watched. But there again, his presence on both ends of the court is important. And I think losing him would be huge for the Celtics. I mean, you don't replace an Al Horford.
Okay, Scotty Pippen, under the influence of some medication, apparently, saying on the air that the loss of Al Horford bigger than the loss of Kyrie Irving. And here's the problem. I think most of the Green Teamers would agree with
him. I think that's easy to say now.
Right.
Well, given how everybody feels about Kyrie, yes.
Well, I mean, maybe we're actually undervaluing his importance. You know, if Scottie Pippen, the great Scottie Pippen, is saying it's a bigger loss than Kyrie, then, I mean, he is a base basketball guy.
I would say this, though. If you're looking for ball distribution and
ball movement. Does he move the ball?
If you're looking for somebody that can get people involved in the offense, with these young kids and trying to get them more involved in the offense, if you lose Al on top of losing Kyrie, you got problems.
No, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. And he showed, you know, what kind of player he can be, you know, because he did. You know, when he was just average, you know, and you always thought there was more there, he started to show you that there was. You know, the potential was there. I was always right about him. So, to me, it is, he can do more. Yeah, he's valuable if you lose him. Tough to find a guy that can do that, you know what I mean, accept that role and do what he does, play defense. So I get the whole thing. How do you do against Giannis anyways?
The first game did pretty good.
Keeps getting a lot of credit about shutting down Giannis, doesn't he?
Well, here's the thing, though.
But it's not actually Giannis
may
correct,
be the,
is
but
it?
Giannis may be the best player in the league. He's not going to shut down
a guy. He did a good job.
Yeah. But you're not going to shut down a guy
but
like
it's
that.
Good.
So if the value is there, and Scottie Pippen, and a lot of other people talk about how important he is to the Celtics
and
in general. So how valuable, how coveted is he going to be? He's opting out.
He should go.
So you think that he's going to stay in Boston?
I don't.
Or do you think he will take a better opportunity? And now, assuming that he's not going to take less money, if he was going to take less money, I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. I would have just played this 1 year for $30 million and then worked it out afterwards.
His sister, apparently, it was at her podcast last week, apparently made the mistake of basically saying he loves Boston. He'll do anything to stay in Boston.
Dad said the same thing.
I'm seriously so excited to start this journey with all of you guys.
You like red wine, blah, blah, blah.
What was that?
You love red wine, you hate Lou.
We'll be drinking some apothic red wine.
Apothic. Mm-hmm. Let's drink some apothic. So maybe he loves it here. It's more about the city than it is actually, you know, I wouldn't say it's not the team. Maybe he likes the players or whatever. But if you've been, through your entire career, a terrific player, and you've never won a ring, wouldn't you want the opportunity to win a ring? And he's got to realize you're not winning a ring in the next 3 years with this team right now, are you?
No, I think when he came here, you know, they sold him on what was being built, correct? And you know, and they did. They built it. But now, this sort of thing, we always felt that, you know, Danny's done an amazing job, I think, putting the organization in a position to where he did. But that last step was always going to be the hardest. And it didn't work.
It wasn't 07.
It came close.
Yeah, I'm just saying it didn't work.
Close.
Yeah. It didn't work. Yeah. So now Al looks at it and says, okay, you know, when I got here, does it look as promising now as it did back then? And the answer is no. There's no way in hell does it. So why would he stay here for 3 years? I mean, if you're a Celtics fan, you should want him. Because, again, I think you're going to need that contract.
If I'm Houston, that's a team.
Well, why would you? Houston, absolutely.
That's a team I would love to have.
Move Capella? Allen?
I love the way that Capella is a rim protector. But Capella's offense is 6 inches away from the rim. I bring an Al Horford in there. He could do some of that at the defensive end. On the offensive end, he's out in the perimeter. Imagine the space that's going to open up for a James Harden or something. Come on. I mean, it's unbelievable. He has an opportunity. I think there are teams that are going to show him interest. Now, maybe we're missing something. Maybe they've already got a deal behind closed doors.
Well,
3 years, 72. You stay here with Boston. Maybe he wants to be here.
Well, the longer it goes, the more concerned you're going to be because, you know, a lot of teams are going to be bidding for these guys, these max contract guys. And if they don't, if they swing and miss, you know, maybe you're looking at Al. Right? So is he going to wait and see where everybody falls and then choose? Or is he working something out here with Boston? You're going to hear reports about, you know, you already are. They maybe they're talking, but until you hear, you know, the Celtics and Al Horford have an agreement, they'll announce it whenever, right? But they have an agreement. Until then, you're going to start getting concerned because these teams are going to go after, you know, these max players, guys maybe at a different level. And if they swing and miss, well, like you said, Houston maybe trying to deal Capella. And he would be a perfect fit down there for them.
Well, it's like, is Al Horford in the stage of his career where he's just kind of content just to kind of get by?
I don't know why
like
he would do that.
He's not hungry for that because it's not going to happen here. Now,
well, maybe he loves the town. You know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe Danny Ainge has to actually convince him. Hey, let me tell you why I should give you all this money. Let me explain to you why it's a good deal for you to stay here. If you're just going to use him as really just a stopgap to kind of keep, one, satisfy the fans, let the other players know that we're not imploding from within, then you got to sell him.
Some people have written it out there that he wants, apparently he's enamored by the idea of being a mentor to the young kids. If you're 33, 34 years old, you've never won a championship in your life, you want to win.
I think you do.
You've made max contract money in this league, and you're still going to make good money.
He's already
done that.
Why
would you not want to
win? He's been doing that since he's got here.
Right.
Right? I mean, he really has. Kyrie joined him. Okay, the superstar showed up. But before that, you know, with Isaiah Thomas and just the young kids, he's already done this. He wants to do it again? This is when every single athlete chases a ring. Every single one at this point in his career. He's made a lot of money. He's always been on successful teams. He should look around and go to somewhere other. He thinks there's a chance to win a title. And even if that cost him money, so be it.
Yeah, I don't think this one's done yet. It seems to me that a lot of people think it's done.
Everybody's holding their breath now.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Matt's in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Matt.
Good.
Look, you just asked a question about the best player to be taken at 14 over the last 20 years. And,
right. Yeah.
But Giannis and Kawhi were taken at 15.
Correct.
Nikola Vucevic was taken at 16. Drew Holiday was taken at 17.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all lower than 14. I understand your
point. But
they
weren't taken at 14, though, correct?
Could they have been taken at 14?
Well, they could have, yeah. They could also have taken one.
Yeah, of course they could have. The pick came at 15, 16, 17. So what are we talking about? I mean, obviously,
it's very simple what we're talking about. It's a crapshoot when you're at 14, 15, 16, and you've got a weak draft this year, okay? It's a crapshoot. So my guess is that Danny's going to try to unload those picks. If he can't move up, it's going to be very difficult to move up because 14, 20, and 22, your chances of grabbing a good player are very slim. Okay? The numbers are there. You're right. Giannis and Kawhi went 15. Go look at all the stiffs that also went 15, 16, 14. You don't get a lot of good picks.
Yeah, and look at all the stiffs that got taken at one. I mean, Michael Olajuwon was a number one.
A lot less,
I mean,
Matt.
Come on now.
No, a lot less, Matt. Your chances of getting a terrific player, a great player, very good player, all-star player in the top three or four, much better. Not even close to 14, 15, 16. Not even close.
Of course they are, but it's not impossible. We have top five players in the world right now getting taken at 15 within the last seven years.
Matt, we get it. And this is where we are right with this draft. And this is what we've been dealing with. When they had the third pick, it was great. You know, I remember they had Marcus Smart. They had 6 and 17 that year. They ended up getting that kid James Young out of Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What happened to him?
How'd that work out?
But how many times did you sit there and say, well, they got 6 and 17. They're going to trade up.
Yeah.
They're going to get in the top three.
It's hard to trade up.
And teams, it's so hard.
It's a three-player draft this year. And to move up into the top three when you've got what they've got is very difficult to do. Even to move up to four is nearly impossible to do. Why would a team want 14, 20, and 22 knowing the chances of them getting a good player with all three of those picks is very slim? I mean, history will tell you. We're looking at the numbers
here. But it's
not
impossible, Glenn.
It's not impossible.
We all know that.
We just heard that.
We all know that.
It's not impossible. It does happen. Matter of fact, the Celtics could have gotten Giannis very simply instead of going for Kelly Olynyk. They went for Kelly Olynyk instead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They thought at the time Olynyk was a better player. And they were wrong. You know why? Because nobody knew what Giannis was. And that's the problem. You don't know what those players are. And most of them fail, unfortunately. Eric's in the Cape. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. So I just want to hear your thoughts on Brown and Tatum. I feel like that's the nucleus going forward. They're 22 and 21. They've overperformed in the first 2 years or 3 years. I just think
over.
It's awesome.
Oh, time out. Hold on. Overperformed?
What do you mean?
In just a couple of seasons? Like, they're young. They're super young, right? So sky's the limit for these guys. Like, we have no idea who they're going to be at 25 and 26, right?
Sure. Okay.
Oh. So I'm just proud that we kept those guys and didn't trade them away. I'm just happy that that's going forward going to be the nucleus of the team, I hope. What do you think?
So you're happy you don't have, like, you know, Kyrie and Anthony Davis here.
Well, okay. I'd like to have one of those two guys, but youth movement is probably in our best interest right now, don't you think?
Oh, it is now. I mean, yeah, now you're forced to really enjoy this youth movement. I mean, that's the reality of it. But this wasn't the plan, Eric. You know, I mean, this really wasn't the plan. When you traded those picks to Brooklyn Nets,
it was supposed to be
like next year. You were supposed to contend for a championship. You know, you drafted a couple players at three that worked. You got Kyrie for the other one, and this people are convincing themselves that this is okay. And I guess you can, but as long as we admit this wasn't the plan for Danny Ainge, he is not happy. Right?
He's
your GM. Is player personnel guy is pissed off the way this whole thing went down. Now, people like Peter and Jamaica Plain maybe don't believe that. They think that this is what Danny wants the whole time.
No.
He is pissed off the way this whole thing went down.
You should be pissed off right now.
They just moved the goalpost. and that's what you're doing too, Eric. You're moving the goalpost. So
I'm excited to see what these two kids can be, but it's not what it was supposed to be.
But do you think this is plan B? I don't think this is plan B. I think it may be plan J somewhere down the road. And don't be surprised if Danny Ainge still doesn't trade one of these two guys away. I mean, how are they going to get Bradley Beal? If any of those stories are true, that they have interest in Bradley Beal, what are they going to have to give up to get Bradley Beal? And I'm not saying they should do it with either one of these two kids. How are you going to get Clint Capella?
Garçon Yabusele?
If they're bringing him in here, who are you giving up? I mean, come on. What are you giving up? Ojale? I mean, you're not giving. Who are you giving up? All right, back to the phone calls we go at 617-779-7937.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your home of championship calls.
The Patriots have won Super Bowl 53.
Swing and a miss. Thankfully, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
At the 99 restaurants, we know when you go out, there are lots of places to eat. So why the nines? How about our famous colossal lobster rolls, all with 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on a grilled brioche? There's the original with just the right amount of mayo and celery. the new BLT with Applewood smoked bacon, and the hot buttered, stuffed with warm buttery lobster meat. So why the nines? Because when it comes to lobster, we've got three different ways to roll.
The 99 restaurants, always the real deal.
Hey, let me tell you about Boston Dental. You know they are the official dental practice of the Boston Red Sox. And if you're looking for some cosmetic dentistry work on your mouth, this is the place to go. Dr. Malachy, an expert in cosmetic dentistry. And they have amazing, brand new technology, cutting edge stuff over there at Boston Dental that allows them to do stuff that a lot of these dental offices simply can't do. Now, they're conveniently located in Government Center in Downtown Crossing. So really convenient, especially if you live or work in the area. It's very simple to get to. T is right there. And the other thing about Boston Dental that separates them, they guarantee all of their work. So set up a consultation. Take that step towards healthier teeth. If you've been having problems, missing teeth, broken teeth, you need to call and schedule an appointment. 617-402-5000. 617-402-5000. Make sure you tell them I sent you. They will take care of you. Boston Dental, my dentist, and the official dental practice of the Boston Red Sox.
Visit the 99 restaurants the day after the Red Sox win, and kids get a free meal from the kids' menu with every adult entree purchased. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox.
Let Pella Windows and Doors help you on your next replacement project. For limited time, get 40% off qualifying installation or 0% APR for 48 months. Hurry, offer ends July 6th. Visit PellaofBoston.com to get started today. Certain restrictions apply.
Imagine playing blackjack steps from Boston Harbor. Imagine hitting the jackpot at your favorite slot machine. Imagine a buffet crafted by chefs from around the world. Imagine a spa that raises pampering to an art form. Opening June 23rd, Wynn Resorts presents Encore Boston Harbor, a world above.
If you or a friend has concerns about a gambling problem, call the 24-hour Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-426-1234. Must be 21 years of age or older to enter gaming floor. Valid identification required.
Whether you want to bid on or just check out the cars of your dreams, you won't want to miss Barrett Jackson's 4th Annual Northeast Auction. Join us at Mohegan Sun June 26th to preview the cars on Family Value Day, with action in the auction arena June 27th through the 29th. This automotive lifestyle event features hundreds of vehicles crossing the auction block, a huge variety of interactive activities, exhibitors, food vendors. There's something for the entire family. Visit BarrettJackson.com to register to bid, purchase tickets, and more.
So have you ever stopped to think about how much you spend on contact lenses and glasses? Well, instead of renting your vision every year, how about owning your vision with a 12-minute LASIK procedure? Isn't it time to go visit the team at Boston Laser? They offer a free evaluation, the most state-of-the-art technology, interest-free financing, and will also give you $1,000 off by joining their patient loyalty program. So what are you waiting for? Visit BostonLaser.com and book your free evaluation today for great vision tomorrow. If it's LASIK, it's Boston Laser.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
We should just say that Kyrie ruined their plans. Kyrie ruined their plans on like multiple levels. Kyrie demolished something that they spent 4 to 5 years building. You could, however much blame you want to actually give him as a player, as a person, as like the best player in a team, as a teammate, all that stuff. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying this was a Jenga stack. Yeah, you can remove all of those things. I'm removing all the baggage. Yeah. I'm just talking about assets only. This was a Jenga stack that they built for 5 years leading toward Anthony Davis, and the Kyrie piece of the Jenga stack fell out and the building crumbled and the Jenga game was over.
Actually agree with Bill Simmons.
I know. I like that. I like the Jenga reference.
No, he's right.
Simmons with Ryan Russillo.
Kyrie ruined
everything. I like Ryan.
He did.
Yeah, they're right.
And now he sold his house and he is Gonzo. Right. He is Dunsky.
And he stuck it right to them. There's no question about it.
See, you could have been played two ways. What do you think there was a better chance of happening? So, Kyrie and Anthony Davis are good friends, right?
Yep.
So, does Kyrie go to Anthony Davis and say, you don't want any part of this place?
Maybe.
I'm leaving.
Maybe.
Or does Anthony Davis go to Kyrie and say, listen, Kyrie, I just want to let you know, I ain't going there. I don't want to go to Boston. Kyrie's like, well, if that's the case, we ain't getting AD, I'm out.
Or did it matter either way? Or maybe it didn't even happen. Or the third option is maybe it didn't matter either way.
You know these guys talk. You know there was a conversation, whether it was from Kyrie to AD, like, dude, you know, don't worry about it. Go out to LA, whatever. I'm out of here. You know, I'm opting out. I'm leaving. You know, or if it was the other way. AD's like, listen, I know you want me there, and that might change some things so you can get rid of some of the kids and clean up the mess a little bit. But I'm just telling you, I'm not going to Boston long term.
But didn't you see, like, based on the way his demeanor and his personality went pretty much through the entire year, especially when things got rocky, didn't it look like he was just kind of just getting through it? Let me just get through it.
Yeah, but
You know, because the message was always all over the place. It's almost like, and because it was all over the place, it meant he didn't care about being consistent. He didn't care about being right or doing the right thing.
I know it looks like that, but I don't think that's what was going on. I think they were open to Kyrie. I think they had a lot of conversations with Kyrie about his branding.
Who's they?
The Celtics.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Organization. Ainge, certainly.
But he was lying, Glenn.
Who was lying? Kyrie was lying. Yeah, but what I'm telling you is...
I'm just going to placate them.
But here's what I'm telling you is that if he had... And we know this now. He had difficulty dealing with these young kids, even though he apparently, you know, took Tatum under his wing or whatever. You know, who knows what he was like on the court with Tatum, but he certainly took him under his wing, you know, in private life. But I think Ainge laid it all out with Kyrie. He knew that that was Kyrie's issue, dealing with those young kids. And he told him, you don't have the young kids to deal with. I'm going out and I'm getting AD. And that's why I think you're right when you say, maybe Davis said, I'm not coming there to Boston. I don't want to come there to Boston. And so he said, screw it.
So I'm leaving.
I can't get Durant to go there. So here's what I don't understand. Then why would Kyrie go to Brooklyn without having a major player go with him? A teammate go with him.
So I think it's either Durant going
to Brooklyn, or maybe it's the old Jimmy Butler thing. Maybe Butler's going to leave Philly and go there. I don't know. But why would he go to Brooklyn with a bunch of young kids?
Well, you know what? It doesn't make any sense, because I feel like, do you think he made this decision when? After the season? You think he decided that regardless, I don't care, Anthony Davis, yes, no, doesn't
Kyrie?
Matter.
No. Yeah.
When do you think he made this decision?
I would say the All-Star game.
When he talked to Kevin Durant?
Everybody. All-Star game weekend. They could always pick up a phone call, but I would think at some point in the middle of the year, he was well aware that, you know, that, I don't know, maybe the guy he wanted, whether it was AD or somebody else, wasn't going to come to Boston. And it was just like, yeah, whatever. And that's why I was just like, yeah, we'll flip the switch. He just kept pushing it forward, knowing there was no switch, knowing that this thing was going to end and he was going to get out of here. And just, yeah, he...
Like the regular season...
Danny Ainge, unfortunately... It put it all in motion and invested on this guy, Kyrie Irving.
I think this was...
They're right.
He never had any intention of staying anyways. It was just, let me just kind of go through the motions. Let me tease him as much as possible. Then it became too much work.
So you think he lied like opening night?
It continued to be... carrying on the facade became too much of a burden. Like, he couldn't hide it anymore. He was disgusted. He didn't like it. He basically, it might have just threw up his hand and said, whatever. They get through that first round. And then it was like, oh, okay, hey, he's like reborn.
Game one.
Excited. And then that was it. Then the reality finally, you know, caught up to him, and he couldn't hide it anymore. So much for the new reports is that since the season has been over, he's basically been ghosting the Celtics, not returning their phone calls, not willing to even sit down with them. So what does that really tell you?
Oh, that's chicken bleep.
What is chicken bleep?
Ghosting them and not returning their phone calls.
Well, I asked you earlier. Yeah. Okay, so was it true? You never answered.
I don't know.
Now it's bold bleep.
I don't know if it's true. I'm saying
how do you know it's not? That's not true.
No. There are reports out there that he's been ignoring the Celtics. If that's the case, then it's chicken bleep on his part.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's you know, be a man, stand up and say, you know what, I changed my mind. I don't want to be
Here's
there.
The thing.
And then they can move on. Everybody moves on.
But Kyrie, you told us we were engaged, and you're just leaving me at the altar.
No, I don't think he was lying when he said that opening day. I think that's how he felt.
I agree.
I think things changed.
I think he changes his mind. He has mood swings from day to day. And so that's why some people still think he's going to go to L.A.
You
I'm
think
not
Danny
sure he's
ever,
going there.
Ever uttered the words to Kyrie and talked about acquiring Anthony Davis?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then when it became reality, because maybe he was told he wasn't coming, that it was, all right, well, I have zero interest in staying here with this group.
Yeah.
If AD's not coming and you're not going to get rid of this kid or that kid, I have zero interest.
So those talks that, remember there was, I don't know after what game it was, Danny Ainge was, I'm going to say caught or he was seen sitting down right next to Kyrie. It was after a loss. It was a bad loss. It was embarrassing. And then Danny Ainge, in the locker room, but he was like, hey, listen, I talk to him all the time. I talk to all the guys after the game. He just happened to catch me talking to him. How many of those discussions do you think he had? How many times do you think Danny Ainge was trying to, calm him down? Convince him that it's going to get better to the point where he probably just stopped having those conversations because you could just body language alone was like, forget it. I'm done. That last game of the playoffs, that last game against Milwaukee, the last two games against Milwaukee, do you think he gave a crap? I almost think he sabotaged that game because he just wanted it over. I mean, the shot selection, how bad it was embarrassing. He just flat out cashed it in. There should have been the sign right then and there. Because anybody who planned on staying wouldn't allow that to be the last thing that was seen.
Can I say this? That we've seen this with athletes come back into town. Johnny Damon comes to mind. And every time he'd go to bat, it would be the boos or whatever. That's what you're going to get when Kyrie comes back, whether it's in a Brooklyn uniform. Every time he touches the ball, you're going to hear it forever.
He left, as far as timing goes, yeah, it couldn't have been any worse.
Right.
As far as people, how they feel about him.
Yep.
Again, I used the example of David Price, who got shredded against the Yankees in that first game of the playoffs in the ALDS. If the Red Sox lost that series and he doesn't pitch again and then opts out.
And he comes back.
And then opts out, and that's how he leaves this town. It's exactly what Kyrie basically did, right?
Yep.
It would be, yeah, you'd be sitting there saying, oh, good riddance. This guy sucks. I don't want him. He can't win. You know, you're better off without him. Use the money elsewhere. But then, of course, he pretty much pissed his ass off the rest of the way. It was the reason why they won a World Series. And it's like, all right, and then this year he's your best pitcher.
And that feels so good.
By the way, we mentioned that your son is going to Colorado.
Yeah, sure
is.
Going to be a Buff.
I'm looking here at the
still got another year of high school,
Colorado Athletic. Yeah, excuse me, another year. But he got his car, right? Oh no, they don't give cars, do they, Colorado?
Yeah, what did he get for that?
Nothing.
What did they give him?
That's Kentucky basketball.
Yeah, that's Louisville. They don't do that anymore.
So they're investigating you. They're like, we just got a nice new shed.
I know, right?
They got a new car.
But Lou, I'm looking at the Colorado Athletic Hall of Fame, and I figured the big fella would be in there. I see Cliff Branch, Pete Brock
Fresh ballot,
is in
right?
there. Yeah, Pete Brock, Frank Clark, Dave Logan is in there.
The strangest
Cordell
one might be
Stewart.
Dan Graham is in there.
Oh my God!
Yeah, how about that?
How do you explain the $1 million purchase of placemats?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. How do you explain that off? Wait a minute.
All in black and gold, too.
Wait a minute.
They all want buffaloes on them.
Wait a minute, isn't it?
It's weird.
Some guy in Colorado.
We'll explain it away.
Why aren't you on the... I'm looking at the basketball guys. Chauncey Billups and Scott Whitman.
You're not in the Hall of Fame.
Jay Humphries.
I don't. You know what?
You played in the NFL. You won two Super Bowls. How the hell are you not...
All-American. Oh, broke tons of records.
All-American.
Four golfers in there, too.
I know. I don't know what to... Hale Irwin?
Ray Carruth is in there, and you're not...
Ray Carruth is in there.
He is not in there.
He's got an asterisk next to him, but he's in there. Look at the cross-country people. All these people are in it.
I don't know.
You're not in it.
Maybe there's something to that. See, here's the thing. If I do get in, you guys will say you know the reasons why.
Did you leave your mailing address with these people or your email?
Wait a minute. See, I knew you
maybe
would do
they
some
can't
stupid
get in touch with you.
So
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, that's
so
what it is.
So Caleb commits to Colorado. How strange would it be if you are in the 2020
see,
class?
Exactly. I knew you would say this.
If your son comes here, Christian, we'll put you in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. You're overdue. Now you're overdue, right? Now you're worthy.
I'll tell you what, I'm disappointed. You could have turned the UMass program around.
You had an opportunity.
You
had an opportunity to stay local.
Would have been great.
Could help
me
BC.
And Curtis could be good, but could be tailgating at BC football
games. There you go. All right, back to the phone calls coming up next right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
It's a good thing you kept your fire extinguisher up to date. Don't worry about the smoke damage. I can help.
What did you do to your kitchen?
What did you do to my kitchen?
I ain't do nothing. It's easy to... That's not me. I can... Like, he has a beard just like me, you know, like... I mean, the beard is pretty dope, you know, honestly.
Are you serious right now?
That's not me.
James.
Oh, the kids were so much fun for a while, weren't they? James Harden and Chris Paul. The delicate relationship between those two apparently is unsalvageable.
They can't fix it.
And the star players want a divorce, according to Yahoo Sports.
Wow.
Paul went to the Rockets management. He has now demanded a trade. Harden has issued, it's him or me, following the Rockets' second round loss to the Golden State
Warriors.
Well,
we know
Warriors.
Who
it's going to be. Who loses there?
Yeah, I think Chris Paul is on his way out.
But Chris Paul's got 3 years, $120 million
he's left on his contract.
Yeah, he's up there in age.
3 years. He's 33 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who you tell him. You guys got to figure out how to get along. I mean, that's just, you figure it out. Go into a room, lock the door, and don't come out until you guys have hashed it out. Because, I mean, that he's not going anywhere. Talk about manageable contracts and, you know, teams trying to figure out, you know, good ways to get manageable contracts so they can trade them later on.
What a joke, though.
That ain't going anywhere.
But here we go again. Baby NBA players. Okay, baby NBA players. Apparently, Chris Paul is pissed off because Harden is now a better player than Chris Paul, and Chris Paul still wants to be the mentor, still wants to be the teacher, and Harden is sitting there going, shut up. I can do it. I know what I'm doing. I was reading an article yesterday about these two,
and it was that Chris Paul, there are times, I guess, where he's pleading for D'Antoni to leave Harden on the bench.
Yeah.
Because Paul liked the way the offense was flowing without him.
But he's out there with the second unit.
Yeah, yeah. Because the ball moves, and he needs the ball to move.
And you know what that means.
But he needs the ball to move, and Harden plays isolation game, and you know Harden basically can get his shot off one-on-one, and Chris Paul can't, right? So the whole, it's just getting ugly, I guess. It's beautiful.
But how the hell do you move? Unhappy.
How do you move 3 years, 120?
You don't.
But he's not good anymore, is what I'm saying.
And he's hurt a lot.
He had one of the worst years he's had in the last 7-8 years, whatever it was. Yeah.
I think he's beaten up. I really do. And by the way, when we're talking about, and you just brought it up, isolation, and the great stars can do that. We saw that with Kawhi in the finals. You see it with James Harden. You isolate him one-on-one, and he's going to burn you. If we're going to look at Jason Tatum, and we're going to be honest about Jason Tatum, I was shocked to see this, but in numbers of this past season, of the 95 players that had 100 or more isolation opportunities during the course of the season, 95 players, guess where Jason Tatum finished in that thing?
About 78.
95. He has trouble in isolations. He doesn't score in isolation cases. He has trouble dribbling the ball, getting to his spot. He brings the ball down low and he gets the ball stripped away. Or what he does is he forces up that fadeaway from the right elbow, which seems to be his favorite spot, but he can do it when he's not, when he doesn't have one guy all over him, but when a guy's defending him, it's that bad. So there are weaknesses to his game. We know he's not a great defensive player, and he can get himself in trouble. That's the only thing I'm saying about Jason Tatum. I think the kid has got great upside, and I think he could be a terrific player. I'm not sure he has the entire skill set to be a superstar, top five, top ten player, but I think he can be a very good player. But he's got a lot of work to go to get to that point. So anybody, you talk about pressure, if you're going to make him the face of the franchise, when I'm another team and I'm sitting there going, he has trouble defensively, we're going to just go right at him. Whoever his guy is, yep, that's who we're going to burn him up at the defensive end. And when you know that in an isolation situation, he has trouble, there's certain things you can pick apart, and that's what coaches will do to him. And I think there's just too much pressure to make him the face of the franchise.
Where's Isaiah Thomas at now? Where's he at? He's still in Denver?
He was Denver, but he's an unrestricted free agent.
This would be the time to kind of say, you know what, hey, maybe we were wrong.
That's not that funny.
I'm not even kidding.
Did you see him play this year?
Well, yes, but he plays great. He plays hurt well here.
He's not the same player.
Don't give him a healthy offseason. Broke his jaw. You never know.
What's that?
Yeah, healthy offseason.
He fractured his jaw.
Jaw's healthy.
Maybe. So what do you bring him in for? You have a biannual exception of $3.6 million.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go. Yeah.
Back up to Brinks truck.
And you want to know something? He might take it.
He will most definitely take it.
He might take it.
He will. You wouldn't be able to finish your sentence. He'd be like, yes!
Yeah, but who's in front of him? You think he'd be able to sit there and play behind Terry Rozier if he comes back?
I think it would be. Here's what
play
would happen.
Behind he
would
Marcus be
the,
Smart?
He'd be the first person off the bench, and then they would realize that he would end up taking over the game, and then you'd have to sit Rozier's little butt down.
So what was the biggest problem last year with the Boston Celtics? Because they had plenty of talent. What was the problem? They couldn't play together, right?
Right.
So Lou's bringing up a great point. If you're going to anoint Terry Rozier as your point guard, okay? Scary Terry, we're going back to 2018, and we're going to see if he can be the guy. Do you bring in Isaiah Thomas looking over his shoulder? Does anybody think that's going to work?
I was better than you years ago, and I'm still better than you.
Right.
I want to play more.
I do think that there will be this like almost, hey, we got our team back. This is the way it's supposed to be, that whole mentality.
But
and
the
then
team,
Hayward,
hold on,
who was not a vocal guy, at least he wasn't last year. And I can understand a guy not wanting to be vocal who spent the whole last year rehabbing, came back, wasn't right, coming off the bench. He probably didn't feel like he had a voice. Even the fact where when they had bad games, he actually left the locker room. He didn't even talk to the media. He waited till after the season was officially over to finally talk to the media. And then he talked about how he finally is going to have a full year to rehab and he's going to feel better. He probably will play better. I hope he does.
He better play
better. If he doesn't, then I don't even know what you're doing.
I think he'll play better. I think there's no question about it because it's confidence.
And by default, he's going to start. There's nobody else. Morris is not going
to
come back.
Yeah, but getting back to the Isaiah thing, it's an interesting premise because maybe you bring back the magic or whatever. But again, if you're looking at last year, and the biggest complaint people had about Danny Ainge was not that he didn't go out and get great talent, but that he didn't get talent that could mesh out there on the court and off the court.
Well, this is
This
was the only year.
Not the same scenario.
But this was really the only year where it didn't happen. Every other year, they were meshing. I would say the first year with Rondo, they got rid of Rondo. Then they started meshing.
There's another guy that's available, by the way, if you want Rondo. You can bring him in as well. But the Isaiah thing is, Lou's right. Isaiah's going to sit there, and the first interview he has, the question is going to be asked, well, you're coming in here at $3 million. Are you just going to be the backup point guard? Hell no.
But again,
I'm going to start.
But I also worry.
I want to bring back to where I was.
I also worry about Rozier, too.
That's what I mean.
No, I'm saying coming back. You know, because obviously he's got a very high opinion of himself, correct?
Yeah.
So do you think he's willing to sit there and say, okay, I'm on the court right now. What scoring option am I? Is it Tatum, Hayward, Brown, then me? Will he accept that? Or does he think he's Scary Terry from the postseason and he wants to average 25 because he wants to make a name for himself in this league because he's an all-star?
Which they all do.
Because he's an all-NBA player now. Now that I'm a starter, I'm going to show the world
that
I am all-NBA.
What exactly is it that you did sacrifice?
Right?
By the way, none of them were all-stars last year. Kyrie was the only all-star. But you're right, Lou. In their mind, they all think they're all-stars. So I would worry about Rozier.
So I'm just saying, like, is the starting point guard enough for Rozier? Or does he have to be the starting point, the scorer, the guy, the man?
He's
got to
be the point guard. No, he's got to be the point guard.
Is he willing to accept that?
Yeah, that's basically what he was the year they actually played. That's who he was, and he was. He had some good games and some bad games. Most of his good games were at home,
right?
And his bad games were on the road. So yeah, that's exactly what he would
can
do.
Can I sacrifice? You know, obviously my talent. I think the most.
I want to refute one other thing I heard, and I read it somewhere today where somebody, one of the basketball guys, was writing that this is perfect situation that you bring these players back and you don't go with a traditional point guard. And so everybody becomes a facilitator of the basketball because this is perfect for Brad's system. Can we stop this with the Brad system stuff? Okay. Brad has had to incorporate systems over the years because he hasn't necessarily had the best players. So he's had to improvise along this. But if you want to be up there with the Giants in the league and the best players, you need to have the best players, and you need to stop it with this stupid system. And we can go without a point guard. Somebody's got to be able to handle the ball when the game is on the line. It's got to be in somebody's hands. Somebody's got to be willing to handle the ball, pass the ball, and somebody's got to shoot.
Well, if Al comes back, you're good. He can play point.
Al, that's why Al is...
Point forward. Maybe he'll be a point forward.
Al is,
he's going to be a hybrid.
Al is extremely important in this mix. Would that be something if
really,
Al...
You can't move forward without Al. What if he does leave?
Here's our poll.
Al Horford is not that guy.
Here's our poll based on what Scottie Pippen said. Who would be the biggest loss for the Celtics? Al Horford, 67%. Kyrie Irving, 33%.
You know, that's hatred coming out, though.
Yeah, of course. No, it's all about personal feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like they're mad at Kyrie, so they don't want to give him his due.
Here's Ryan in Maine. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Ryan.
Hey, was it the movie Happy Gilmore when Adam Sandler lit the bag of poo on fire on the front steps of the guy's house?
It sounds like an Adam Sandler move in a movie, but I cannot confirm that.
But, so, yeah. Maybe Billy Madison.
That's what it was. Billy Madison. Yeah.
If Kyrie ends up going to the Lakers, Danny and probably Magic too will go to his house and light a bag of poo on fire because that would be the ultimate Celtics kick in the bag, in my opinion. Well, I mean, it's just he's ruining everything.
But so
I don't think there's any chance Kyrie goes back to LeBron.
I agree with you.
And I've always said I'm not going to try to get in his mind. I don't know what he's thinking. I always proposed that, you know, is there a chance? And I guess, but I just don't know if he's going to go back to that. You know, LeBron, I think he wants to go to New Jersey, Brooklyn, and I think he wants to start his own team for the first time in his career and have some say in who he comes in and whether it's not year one where he just sits it out like LeBron did in year one, plays with a bunch of kids, misses the postseason, so be it. Year two, that's all right. I got a whole year I can work on my acting.
Oh.
I can work on all the production stuff that I want right there with Rock Nation. I'll do my thing. And then year two, we'll see who's out there. We can bring some people in with me.
You think Magic is regretting just quitting on the spot now that pulled off?
He's tweeting. Congratulating everybody.
Yeah, I know, but he actually could have been part of it.
He could have been
still,
a hero.
You know, not do anything.
My uncle had Magic.
They were going to work that deal with or without him.
He missed taking a curtain call on this one.
Yeah.
Because he would have been the genius in this one.
But he also said, hey, listen, if I don't get another marquee player, I'll quit. And he still had time to get that marquee player.
By next summer.
He didn't think it was possible. No, he thought he had no shot.
The trade deadline really scared him.
Yep.
Because he knew, if he didn't get anybody, he didn't want to be associated with. Now they have Anthony Davis. Well, they have five guys on their team. I don't know what else they're going to get. They'll figure something out, I guess.
And I think if Dell Depps was still there, they would not have gotten this deal done. They would not have. I think Griffin was able to do it because it was a different voice.
So basically, I mean, Kuzma was in the original one, right? The trade deadline? Wasn't it all of them?
I don't think Kuzma was in the original one.
I thought it was Ingram,
one.
Kuzma, and Lonzo.
No, I'm not sure it was.
But they got the fourth pick. They got Hart instead.
And they got those swaps.
And they got a whole bunch of picks.
Swaps, which are crazy. Josh is in Brockton. Hey, Josh.
Guys, what an honor. OMF.
Yeah,
OMF.
Man. It is.
Thanks for the opportunity. Danny Ainge is a master. His moves remind me a lot of the Zen master, Pat Riley. Your radio station, WEE.
It's our guy from Miami.
Yes, I don't know. Go to Don.
And let me take this one. Don's in a car. Oh, hello, Don.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Don.
Hey, I'd like to see the Celtics take their 14 pick along with the Memphis pick and try to go out low. and then announce all your free agents.
Say that name again. I thought you said Lonzo Ball.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, okay.
So you can be your point guard, and then you go after Tobias Harris by renouncing all your free agents. That'll give you a top three team in the East.
Lonzo Ball on this team, denounced, so Rozier's gone, Marcus Morris is gone. And so basically you just want Lonzo Ball and now you're the top team in the East?
Well, no, Lonzo Ball and Tobias Harris. By renouncing, it gives you the money to go after Tobias Harris.
Is Al Horford on the team?
No, Al Horford's gone. Tobias Harris takes his spot.
Yeah, I still don't know if you're going to have enough.
You won't have enough. He's wrong. You won't have enough.
I don't think you'll have enough.
Right.
You won't have enough with what?
To get Tobias Harris.
You won't.
Well, you're going to have $28.5 million, and then if you get rid of your other two cap holds with your draft picks, that's
you
another have, $3
million. But you only have... How many?
That'll be $31.5.
Now, how many players do you have? I don't think you're doing the right math. You're not doing the right math, Don.
You'll have 9 players... And then you can start using your mid-level exceptions and things as far as that goes.
You need 15.
I don't know. I just don't think you can do that.
No.
Math is hard.
So no Al Horford. Tobias Harris comes in.
Who do you say we were trading? Who do you say we were trading?
So your starting five is Lonzo, Jalen, Tatum, Tobias Harris, and Hayward? Or is Baines? I don't know where we're going with that one.
I think the numbers they're throwing out, a lot of the numbers are off the mark right now. They really are. So you renounce all these players. Was he renouncing Horford as well? Is that what he said?
Yeah, all of them. Horford, Rozier, and Morris. By the way, I'm looking at this. Apparently, the report out of L.A. with the deal at the deadline last year for Anthony Davis was Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart.
So the Zubac. Same guys.
Yeah. So he had all the guys in there.
All of them. Just the picks. That number 4.
Yeah.
Willing to include 2 first-round picks. So there was a lot there. Just changing the GM. And that 4th pick overall helped. Right.
And Rob Pelinka was not part of the conversation. And Pelinka suddenly is part of the conversation. And Griffin has changed down there in New Orleans. All right. We'll get back to more of some of this other stuff. Red Sox are red hot. They have now won 6 in a row.
Ooh, they're back,
6
baby.
6 in a row.
They're back.
Could they be back in the mix here? We'll get into all of that in our final hour on OMF at 617-779-7937. We'll go about 30 minutes here, commercial-free next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.